Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Roderick?
Say, Red.
No, don't call me Red. From now on, it's Richard. If Joe Brown can come on the air and say Los Angeles, you know, I can I can come on and change my name to Richard. That's my maiden name, of course. I'm a changed man, you know.
A changed man?
Yes, I got my laundry back today. You know, my girl works in the laundry, and to show my appreciation, I really showed her a good time.
Where'd you take your girl?
Well, you know the Macombo and Ciro's?
Yeah?
I took her down to the beach.
The beach, huh?
Yeah. We went out to the amusement pier there, and I took in all the concessions. The roller coasters. Oh, you know those roller coasters, they're wonderful. You get on them, you know, and they go zooming all around. They go up and down, make these dips and everything. Fast turns, you almost fall out if you don't hold on. Zoom, 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 like that. Boy, I'm glad it wasn't going. Well, we went from the roller coaster to the Tunnel of Love, the Fun House, the Tunnel of Love, the merry-go-round, the Tunnel of Love.
Well, how come you went through the Tunnel of Love so many times?
Well, you know how dark it is in there.
Yeah?
Well, I want to see my fourth part.
What?
Wait a minute. Here, an old girl. Look. You can't pronounce it either. I don't know. It's phosphorescent. Phosphorescent. Is that what it is?
I guess it's phosphorescent.
Yeah. You know how dark it is in those tunnel loves?
Yeah?
I like to see my radium watch light up.
Well, what else did you do at the pier?
Well, we went to see the freak show, but my girl didn't like it.
Why not?
When she walked in, the freaks went out and bought tickets to see how she looked.
Well, did anyone recognize you on the pier?
Yeah, when I got to the Ferris wheel, one of the operators says, "That's Red Skelton."
And what happened?
Yeah, he waited till I got to the top, and then he shut the motor off and went home.
Well, Red, that was awful.
Yeah, there was an old lady on the ground, looked up, and she says, "My ham's really gone up, hasn't it?"
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, scientific tests of America's six biggest-selling brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 distinguished doctors, including throat specialists, have proved conclusively no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke. Yes, Raleigh's are right. Right for taste, right for throat. Enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that smoother, more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So no other is safer to smoke than the new smoother, better tasting Raleigh.
And now our lovely Anita Ellis will sing an old favorite from some years back, On the Street of Regret.
When you're alone on the street of regret, and your eyes are dim and your cheeks are wet, when you know you've been wrong and it's too late to mend, you just stumble along wondering where you will end. When you're alone with your dreams of the past and you realize what love means at last, just remember the glory of love, oh sweet story. When you're alone on the street of regret, happiness comes and happiness goes, the why or the wherefore nobody knows. One day we love, one day we hate.
Pages of the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire to a story entitled Old Letters in Trouble. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons you know, you'd better get new friends quick. Chapter 120 is entitled Mail That Letter. This is the story of Willie Lump Lump and the trouble he had with an old letter that he forgot to mail. Well, I made it home, anyway. Yeah. I better put the old jalopy in the garage, I guess. Who closed that door? You know, doors are getting easier to drive through every day. I guess that green lumber we're getting, huh? Better be quiet so my wife won't hear me. I won't use the door. I'll climb through the window. The same guy must have closed the window.
Willie, is that you? The very idea of you coming in at this hour. Do you know what time it is?
I don't even know what day it is. Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not. You keep out of this school, pigeon. Well, come on, get the lecture over with. Get the lecture over with.
Have you been at it again?
No, I ain't been at it again. I've just been out eating pretzels.
Oh, you've had a
That's all. Just press them. Of course, I had something to dunk them in, of course.
Did you mail that letter to my brother?
Yes, I mailed it, yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure, I'm sure.
Well, how could you mail it when I see it sticking out of your pocket?
How do you know it's not his answer to you? Details, details, always details.
Well, before you go to bed, I want you to mail that letter.
At this hour of the night?
The fresh air will do you good.
It's windy enough in here when you open that big trap.
Willie, if you don't stop talking like that to me, I'll go home to Mother.
Well, when you go, take your father with you. I don't know.
When we were... when we were first married, you never used to go out at night.
I know, but that's before I learned how to get out of that straitjacket, you know. I learned how to pick the lock on my shackles, too, you know.
Sometimes I wonder why I married you.
Because you were the only one at the Lonely Heart Club who could read my writing. Look, I'm sleepy. I'm going to bed.
Not going to sleep until you mail that letter.
All right, all right. Where's my clothes? Where'd you put my clothes?
They're on you.
Always hiding things from me.
And why don't you take that outfit to the cleaner?
Well, that benzene they dunk you in pretty strong stuff, you know.
Willie, you're supposed to take the suit off when they clean it.
Well, I don't. This way we'll both shrink together. Hey, where'd you move the doorknob to? I can't reach it.
Well, get up off your hands and knees.
Oh, I'll be right back. Someday I'll fix her, but the last thing I'll do... with her, but it's the last thing I ever did. There's the mailbox. Well, look at that sweet little old lady waiting for a bus. Probably a little old scrub woman somewhere. Isn't she sweet? Good morning, Mother.
Don't speak to me, young man!
Crawl back into your cobweb, will you? I gotta mail this letter to you. But any box won't open up here.
I've got news for you. Yeah. That's not a mailbox. That's a police call box.
I'll get this thing open if it's the last thing I do. Must be for airmail, huh?
You keep that up and you'll get in trouble with the police.
I know what I'm doing. I think I tilted it.
You hear that siren?
Yeah, it sounds like my old college song, it does.
All right, what's the trouble here?
Officer, this man turned in the alarm.
You're a tattletale.
Oh, he did, did he? Well, buddy, you better have a good reason for ringing that alarm.
Well, I just heard a shot coming from that house over there.
Come on, fellas! All right, men, all together now. Keep your guns drawn. We'll break the door down.
Boy, they go in that house like it was for rent, don't they?
Oh, mister, what's going on in there?
There's some gangsters hiding in that house over there.
Mister, what do the gangsters look like?
Oh, they look quite like I do.
Oh, how horrible! Yeah. Oh, look, the police are coming out of the house with somebody.
Yeah, get on, this off!
Come on, sister, come on!
Oh, now, you cut one of them, huh?
Billy, tell these men who I am.
They wouldn't believe me. You gotta give people proof positive now.
Thanks a lot for the tip, mister. I think we caught Needle Nose Nelly.
Well, I'd have swore it was Gravel Gert's son, no kidding.
Billy, tell them I'm your wife.
Don't get familiar with me, Needle Nose.
Come on, sister, you're joining the Alcatraz Women's Auxiliary.
Wait a minute, officer, wait a minute.
Billy, I knew you wouldn't let me go like like this.
Nah, I wouldn't let you go this way. Here, take this letter with it. You can give your brother the thing in person.
Now, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. Yes, proof positive. No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Hank Greenberg, Detroit Tigers home run king, says, quote,
"No hocus pocus here. I've read the reports. Medical science has proved no other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. Thus, no other is safer to smoke. Knowing the facts, I recommend Raleigh's. Raleigh's are right."
Right, Hank Greenberg. And those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So enjoy Raleigh's rich tobaccos, that more satisfying Raleigh flavor. Remember, medical science offers you proof positive.
No other cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to say that music critics have paid tribute to our David Forrester and his music and courage to give radio listeners better music on variety programs. And now David Forrester and his orchestra goes into the symphonic field and plays the overture to the great classic. David, chapter 121 is entitled Little Bitty Mailmen. Ah, yes. Love letters in the attic, and Junior's got them.
Here you go,
gum.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here wondering how that vase stays on that table there.
It stays there because you leave your hands off of it.
Sorry, I can't accept that for an answer.
I caught you with the slingshot.
Oh, no.
Now you're going
to... No, please, it was an accident, Grandma.
It was?
Yeah, I was aiming at the goldfish bowl.
Well, look, why don't you reform? Why don't you listen to the good voice?
I do.
Well, then, why do you go on being bad?
Well, because every time a good voice opens his kisser, me bad voice does me foot right into it.
Oh, the mailman.
Wait till he lifts the lid on that mailbox. You're going to find out if the new invention works or not.
Junior, if you put one of your booby traps in the mailbox, you know what's going to happen to you?
I'm more interested in finding out what's going to happen to him, you know. Boy, when that thing goes off, you'll think he's delivering ale mail around here.
Oh, Junior. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. Boy, they make growing up summer every day, don't they?
Mailman!
Oh, boy, look at him sail through the air like a neon sign.
Duck it. You go up to your room.
Okay. Don't whip me. Don't hit me. Up. I got past you that time. I'm going up to my post office in the attic.
Yes, by all means, go on up to the attic.
Okay, I'll go to the attic. We had a small house. Now, let's see. If I'm going to be a mailman, I'm going to need some letters to deliver. And if I'm not mistaken, love letters that Grandma has been saving is in this trunk. And if I'm not mistaken, there they is. I don't guess you'll ever need them again. And then again, she might. And then again, I don't know why I was worrying me widow head about it. I'm going to do this anyhow. Well, here I go. The mail's got to be delivered. Now I'm going to slide down the banister. Special deliveries, you know.
Junior, what's happened?
You know that lamp at the store sent out on approval?
Yes.
You just bought it. Boy, what a waste of money, too. Hey, I lit on me widow hand.
Oh. Well, for a minute, I was afraid you'd hurt yourself.
Yeah. Oh, you sure does love me, don't you? Well, the mail's got to be delivered. I'm going to deliver the mail. Oh, there's a man lives next door, old Joe McGregor. That blimp, the blimp that walks like a man.
Well, Junior, what have you been doing today?
Oh, nothing good. You can bet your life on that, you know.
What's that package of letters you're carrying?
That's me mail. I'm a postman. Junior grade, of course, you know.
Well, you're playing mailman now. Yes. Isn't that nice?
Not the way I play this fat.
I'm not fat, Junior.
If you're not fat, you're carrying an awful lot of flab around in your pockets. I know that. Well, I can't stand here gabbing. I got work to do. Here's your letter for you. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Junior. Say this isn't for me. It's addressed to your grandmother.
Well, she's through with it. You can have it.
Why, it's a love letter your grandfather wrote.
Yes. Yeah. Here comes that old Mr. Fowler, the next door.
Junior, did you see that pie I had in the window?
Did you say pie?
Yes, it's missing. I thought maybe you might know something about it.
I'm sorry, I don't happen to have any pie on me.
Well, I'm glad to hear you didn't take it.
Yeah.
It was the best one I ever baked.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I've tasted better, you know.
So... You admit you swiped it.
No, I didn't swipe it. I was just walking past the window, and all of a sudden, it falls into me widow mitt. You know pies do that.
It just fell into your hand.
Yeah, of course, I had to coax it with a little pole, you know.
Is there anything safe around this neighborhood?
Yeah, castor oil. You can put that up there. Now, if you'll cool down, I got a letter for you.
Why, this belongs to your grandmother. Junior, don't you know it's wrong to read other people's mail?
You should read these letters. Yeah. It's strange.
Yeah, you should read the one where Grandpa asked Grandma to get married and let him alone.
the old guy could really write.
Say, McGregor, maybe we should buy Junior a box of candy to eat while we read all of these letters.
There's some more upstairs.
Well, maybe he'd rather have a quart of ice cream.
Oh, I'll run up.
Or a big piece of chocolate.
Well, hurry and make up your mind. My mouth is watering so much I'm drowning myself.
Listen to this.
Let me see.
Oh, keep your hands off.
Hey,
I can read it.
Stop fighting. Go on, read it.
Dearest Verna, my pigeon, my dove, my nightingale, my swallow.
Boy, that old boy really hurt a bird, didn't he?
Tell me the three words that will send me out of this world.
I know what that is. Go shoot yourself. I don't do that.
And get a load of this. Marry me and we'll settle down in a cottage small by a waterfall.
And we kept his promise. That's our place. A shack by a sewer.
Imagine the old man writing this.
Yeah. Imagine that for you. As the tap dancer said when they hung him, the jig is up. Guys, you got to help me out of this, you gentlemen.
Well, Junior, I've got to run now.
See you later, Trent.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Traitor.
Well, Junior, what was all the hilarity about?
I know you big kids are a lot of fun to play with, you know.
What do you have in your head?
Nothing. Just some...
Junior! Hmm? My old love letters.
Well, how do you suppose they got there?
So that spy McGregor and Mr. Fowler ran away. They were reading them, my love letters.
Yeah, and did they love them?
Young man, come here to me.
Well, I was only playing mailman.
Well, I've got a hairbrush special delivery.
Oh, no. Not a hairbrush again.
Will you spank me with the hairy side for once, sir?
No.
Grandma, I tell you what. I realize that... Some neighbors are listening. Let's move on. Grandma, I realize that I had done wrong and that I had the whipping coming toward me.
You do, Junior?
Yes, I do. And when I grow up to be president, that's if I study me music lessons, of course. Well, when I get to be president, I'm going to point to you and say, there goes me dear old grandma, the woman who used to beat me within the inch of me underwear. But I love that old kiddo, I do.
Will you really say that, Junior, when you grow up?
Scout's honor, and that comes from the best little guy in the skunk patrol.
Well, in that case...
Yes, grandma, dear grandma.
I'm going to give you the best spanking you ever got.
No. You hit me.
For a minute, I thought I had her, you know.
We'll all be back with you next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra leader, Ellis, Brenna Felton, G.G. Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rob O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then, this is Red Skelton saying goodbye.
Well, thanks for listening.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Here, Hildegard, tomorrow night in the new Penguin Room, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program for the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco, the great superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Clean smoking right down to bowl bottom. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Slow, even, cool burning.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Keeps home sweet home. The brand of grand aroma.
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard, with men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.